2022 was a banner year for Latin music as the genre saw an explosion in popularity. Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny was Spotify's most streamed artist of the year, and his mega hit Un Verano Sin Ti was its number one album. But 2022 wasn't just about one artist. Reports show Latin music saw revenue of $510 million in the first half of the year and an overall 33% increase in streaming. Unlike previous Latin booms, this genre appears to be entrenched in the mainstream, with many fans looking forward to where it and its artists go in 2023. To talk about the state of this genre, I'm joined by music blogger and event producer Alisa Bustamante, a.k.a. The Funky Latina. And Alisa, what's it out to you about Latin music in 2022?
Oh my gosh, you know, I'd be remiss not to say that 2022 was the year of Bad Bunny. He was everywhere. And fortunately, I did get to see him perform live, and it is an experience that everyone should have.
Did it seem as though 2022 was maybe sort of an inflection point for this genre of music, where it became maybe more mainstream and maybe sort of lifted itself up to a new level?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, you mentioned it becoming mainstream. I think that when I think about Latin music, I think about a variety of artists. And I also think about the diversity of us, because Latinos as a culture, we're not a monolith. We are so different. And we are part of, you know, the culture curators. We are part of the cultural trendsetters. And so that is absolutely reflected in the music, because you see us and now you're seeing our culture on television and more in the media. So there is a demand. There's more of us and there's a market. There's more people that want to see that.
Yeah, I'm curious why you think it is that this music is becoming more mainstream, because, you know, we've seen in the past particular artists, you know, you think about going all the way back to someone like Gloria Estefan or Ricky Martin or Marc Anthony. Like, there have been artists that have really had crossover success and crossover appeal. But it seems like now more and more artists are getting that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a few different like contributing factors to that, because one, you can't deny the power of social media. We have more social media now, and when it's used as a tool to elevate these different artists, that's really helpful. So not only are there more like Latinos in the music industry, but we have more access to them. And so depending on, like, I think Spotify knows me better than any of my friends. It's always making these incredible recommendations. And that's something that I love to do, is I love artist discovery. Like, for me, it's almost like a challenge. It's like, ooh, who am I going to find next? Like, where, because there is room for, you know, the next Selena and even the next Bad Bunny. And so I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited for the future of Latin music.
It's interesting you mentioned Spotify, because I'm wondering if the availability of music that maybe you have never heard or never even heard of at your fingertips, in your pocket, makes this more possible.
Absolutely. It makes it more possible and even more exciting and even sometimes overwhelming, because you have these huge catalogs at your fingertips.
Yeah.
And that's only like streaming, like one of the streaming services. There's also so many artists, you know, on SoundCloud too, who are just getting started. And so, and then, you know, not to mention TikTok, like that's another element that is changing the entire music industry.
Are we seeing Latin music taking off in other parts of the world, maybe other parts of the non-predominant Spanish-speaking world also, not just the U.S.?
Absolutely. I think a lot of times when people think about Latin music or Latin artists, they just think of, you know, Spanish-speaking artists or Spanish language artists. And that's not what I think about, because I'm not bilingual. I speak Selena and I speak reggaeton, but I'm not fully bilingual. And so, you know, just for example, I hosted Arizona's first Latin Indie Music Festival last year, and everyone on the lineup identified as Latinx. But when you came to the festival, you heard hip hop, you heard funk, you heard electronic, alternative, you heard all these different genres, but they're being played by Latin artists. And that's what makes it Latin music.
That's really interesting, because I think you're right that for a lot of folks, when they think of Latin music, they kind of have a sound in their mind, rightly or wrongly, but that's not the reality of it, really.
No, and it's another reflection of our culture. As Latino people, we are not a monolith. We are different colors, different shades, and that's reflected in our culture, our food, and our music.
So is this sustainable moving forward then? What the boom we saw last year?
Absolutely. I think that it's just going to get bigger because there's an audience for it. You know, I have hopes for that myself. I'm producing my second annual music festival, and I'm already seeing a better turnout as far as response on social media, a response on ticket sales. We want this kind of culturally competent programming, and we know what we want, we know what we like. We just need somebody to do it for us, and these artists that are on the rise are providing that.
So, who are you most excited about in 2023?
Someone I'm really excited for who also had like a great 2022 year was Omar Apollo. I've cried so much for you, baby. Evergreen. You tear me to pieces. Had to stop before I break myself. Should've broke it off to take myself. You didn't deserve it. He's somebody I've been following for years. I remember seeing him in Phoenix at Crescent Ballroom like 6 years ago, and just like seeing him and being like, this kid's gonna blow up. And now he's Grammy nominated. He played Coachella last year. So he's somebody who I'm really excited to just see continue to grow. I'm excited for a few of the artists on my lineup. Elizer, he's an artist from Baldwin Park, California. And I love his sound because it reminds me of music my older brothers listen to. It has like a West Coast vibe, but he's not just an incredible like rapper, he's also an incredible pianist. He plays the keyboard, and I haven't heard people play music like that since like I listened to music with my parents, like funk, soul, and genre bending. I'm also really excited. He's also part of the Brown Boys, who's another group out of California. And like, mark my words, like these guys have this showmanship of like Silk Sonic. They have the talent of the Free Nationals. Like they're like the Latino Free Nationals. So I'm really excited for them to drop music. Another artist I'm super excited for is Eddie Zuko. He's also from California. She see dollar signs. Ooh, she's so excited. Always on my mind. Yeah, that's how I like it. Take her out to dine. Then we hit the target, target. Yeah, that's how I like it. And this dude, like every time he raps or sings, like his Mexican American culture is like in your face. He's like undeniably Latino, which is beautiful. And I think that's the thing that we all relate to.
What about artists from Arizona? Are you seeing an increase in Latin artists from Arizona who are either starting out strong or really starting to make it?
Yeah, absolutely. Another performer on my lineup is Lisette Diaz. She's a local Phoenix artist. Silence. You don't realize that time is on our side, and we gotta decide where we go from here. Do we go up? Do we go down? Do we give up? Do we give in? I need some answers. I got the answer. Please don't make me apologize for knowing my own worth. And I discovered her on Spotify, and so I'm excited for her to see what she goes on to do this year and the future. There's actually a lot of local bands that are, I guess I would call it like kind of Chicano indie. There's this band called Martes, which is from Phoenix, and I think it's really cool when you see bands because a lot of times you might just see a singer or a rapper, but to play an instrument is it an incredible talent to have, in addition to be able to sing?
That is Alisa Bustamante, aka the Funky Latina. Alisa, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I love to end a show with some good rhythms, Mark.
We've done it. We've made Lauren dance in the studio. I saw it.
Not well.
There's proof. I'm not judging the quality of it. I'm just saying it happened.
It happened. How could you not? These are great. All right.